Let's talk a little bit about endocrine therapy of premenopausal patients.
Well, younger women with breast cancer have a slightly lower rate of actually having strong hormone receptors. The frequency of hormone receptor positive disease basically goes down with the younger that the patient is. But we do know that even in premenopausal women, at least 50% have estrogen receptor that you can detect on their tumor. And obviously, that's a scenario destined for failure. These are women producing high levels of estrogen. Their tumor is sensitive to estrogen. And the first intervention for these women that had been shown to be effective was actually oophorectomy. It's taking the ovaries out. And that clearly shows that doing so will reduce the chance that a woman will get breast cancer recurrence in the future. It even provides a survival advantage. And those are generally old trials, 30 and 40 years old, and we're comfortable with those data. But the problem is that a precipitous menopause in a young woman can carry a lot of problems with hot flashes, as well as the risk for bone health and perhaps cardiovascular health years later. So other alternatives have been explored over the years. And at present, the gold standard for endocrine therapy for this woman is tamoxifen. You can't safely give an aromatase inhibitor. Many of these women can be treated if they're very low risk with tamoxifen alone. But if they do need chemotherapy, the optimal way to give the tamoxifen is after the chemotherapy is finished.
What about the issue of using ovarian suppression?
Well, it would make sense that if a young woman has a hormone receptor positive tumor, that you should be shutting down the ovarian production of estrogen. It just makes sense. But if you can summarize the trials, and there are many trials looking at using drugs, which we call luteinizing hormone releasing, LHRH agonists, so luteinizing hormone releasing agonists, we find that the LHRH agonists are basically a chemical way of producing a castration. And it would make sense that if you added these to tamoxifen, you'd get sort of a full endocrine blockade, and these women should do better over the long term. Now, in the North American population, we've never done that routinely, and the clinical trials that have been done haven't convincingly shown that if a woman gets chemotherapy and gets tamoxifen, which is the current gold standard, that throwing in an LHRH agonist is going to make a difference. So unfortunately, even though it makes sense and it should work, we haven't really convinced ourselves that it's a benefit. So for the women who require chemotherapy and who have hormone receptor positives, the gold standard in North America, to my mind, still remains 5 years of tamoxifen after completion of chemo. Now, in Europe, a lot of work has been done on hormonal therapies, and there is, I guess, a stronger belief that LHRH agonists can not only be used successfully after chemotherapy, but that in some cases they can replace some of the older flavors of chemotherapy that we had 20 and 30 years ago. But at the end of the day, it's still an open question, and there's three ongoing trials right now to fully define how LHRH agonists should be used in the premenopausal women.